It was scary.
One key part of the get ceremony is that the woman is instructed not to speak except for one word, yes or no, whether she accepts this decree of divorce from her husband. Being a writer and an editor by trade, I'm a communicator. Once someone takes away my First Amendment rights, I'm angry. The notion of not being able to say anything was infuriating, upsetting, and I felt helpless. But being a fashion editor, fashion is my jargon. It's the way that I articulate myself. And so I chose my outfit very methodically. Let's just start from the bottom up. I wore my highest black suede ankle booties from Christian Louboutin. I know Christian fairly well, and I've heard him speak oftentimes about the energy that the red sole brings to a woman. It's not just about the sex appeal, it's about the power. And I wanted to feel power. And I think that these particular booties had a platform. I'm 5'8". They must have made me like 6 feet. I wanted to be eye level or above with my soon-to-be ex-husband. When I walked in with my parents alongside me, I started to shake. I was terrified of the unknown and terrified of what my future would hold, and I still am sometimes. But at one point, the rabbis asked me to stand directly across from my soon-to-be ex-husband, and I remember shaking as I stood up, thinking I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I was going to faint. And then I channeled the strength of my clothes. I know it sounds silly, but I thought about the power of my red soles and the sex appeal of my sheer hose and the strength of my outfit and the freedom that I wanted and the wings of my sleeves. And it made me strong. And I stood above eye level. It wasn't a competition to be taller than him, but it was a way of me saying that I'm strong too, and I'm worthy of being regarded. When we stood up across from one another, and he looked me directly in the eye, saying nothing, but handing me the now completed get document. My heart was racing, as it is now as I tell this story. But I felt this instant freedom. And all of a sudden I got excited for all the potential that was there. Now, I'm not telling you this story to feel bad for me or to say that clothes can save the world, but that they can make you feel strong or happy or excited or any number of feelings that you feel or you want to express. And that when I couldn't speak and express myself through words, I was able to express myself through what I was wearing. And that's really powerful.